Time now for a classic episode of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Hear more, including all new shows, at homecomingradio.com.
Well, hello. Hi to everybody here today. Welcome to the Gaither Twin Towers in beautiful downtown Alexandria and Studio 6F. We say welcome to you and to all of our friends around the world for the 726th time.
726.
Wow.
Yeah, this is the home of the high-flying gospel megaship called Bill Gaither's.
I'm going to take
Homecoming Radio. The spot where the music's first rate and the chatter's always up to date. Today we're coming to you from Bill's Dippin' Dot Deli and Dairy Delight in the Wajak, Delaware. That's right. We have Kevin on the dips.
No.
And Tori's on the dots. And Swan's in the deli.
I love
carbohydrates. And Gordy, he's dipping Danish today.
Yes, I am.
And William is delirious over his new creation, the Deerberry Dundee Delight. On this international.
Celebrate the joy day. If you want a better way, live it joyful every day.
We got to pay you more money to write this stuff better, Phil. My goodness. He just won the Shake and Bake King of the Culinary Award. Aww. He is.
Some bake for taste, others for feel. But when it's all done, I'm the only real deal.
Oh, my goodness.
Gaither.
Oh, wow.
And all of my guests today are the real deal. The Martins, the Three Bridges, 11th Hour.
The vocal band, the Booth Brothers, Angie Prim's here. Gordy, you're singing. Buddy.
Cool.
Now, William's going to be a delectably delightful kind of day.
We're going to start the program with the whole homecoming gang, Bill.
And we'll understand it better by and by.
And we wonder why the test, when we try to do our best, we will understand it better by and by.
By and by, when the morning comes, all the saints of God are gathered home, we'll tell the story, how it all
to that blessed promised land. He'll guide us with his eye, and we'll follow till we die, and we'll understand it better.
Bye.
take us unaware, and our hearts are made to bleed from the countless word of deed. And we wonder why the test, when we try to do our best, but we'll understand it better. Understand it better. We will understand it better by and by.
My public service announcement today is this is International Attitude of Gratitude Day.
All right.
The object is to develop a happier and a more appreciative attitude in your life. If you cultivate gratefulness into your thinking, you will surely enrich yourself with an attitude of gratitude.
I believe that.
Try it, and I'm sure you will enjoy it. This is a great old spiritual that I got from the Swan Silvertone Singers. Brother Moses smote the water.
It's going to be the Gaither Vocal Band when it happens.
What did you say?
It's going to be the... I'm over here, Bill. We'll talk later.
Brother Moses smote the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas give away. Well, Brother Moses smote the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas give away. Sister, ain't you glad that you passed that sinful army? Brother, ain't you glad that the seas give away? Well, Brother Moses smote the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas give away. Well, Brother Moses smote the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas give away. Well, Brother Moses smote the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas give away.
Well, now God called Moses from the mountaintop.
Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas give away.
Well, he stamped his law into Moses' heart.
Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas give away.
Well, Brother Moses smote the water, and the children all passed over.
Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas give away.
My Red Sea parted, and I walked on through. My Red Sea parted, and I walked on through. My Red Sea parted, and I walked on through. My Red Sea parted, and I walked on through.
No more
my Red Sea parted, and I walked on through.
No more
my Red Sea parted, and I walked on through.
No more slavery.
My Red Sea parted, and I walked on through.
No more time.
My Red Sea parted, and I walked on through. My Red Sea parted. Red Sea parted, and I walked on through.
He did it for me, and he can do it for you. The Red Sea parted, you can walk on through. He did it for me, and he can do it for you. The Red Sea parted, you can walk on through.
Brother Moses spoke the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses spoke the water,
and the seas give away. Well, Brother Moses spoke the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses spoke the water, and the seas give away. Well, Brother Moses spoke the water, and the seas give away.
Oh, yeah.
Love how that happens.
It was good, wasn't it, Gordy?
Oh, it was fantastic.
Yeah. Well done, well done.
Well, a rip-roaring winner-take-all award this week, the Red River Ramblers.
Wow.
From Rancho Ridge, just outside Redondo, during their Reflecting and Reminiscing Rewind, gave the Word of the Day their Blast from the Past award. They said, while their words are a blast, they are all from the past.
That's not true.
The word of the day is ultra-crepidarian. Ultra-crepidarian.
Okay, wait, please.
Let me save you the trouble. Ultra-crepidarian. Well, let me...
Crepe Suzette.
Yes. To be an ultra-crepidarian, you know, you first have to complete 7 years as a first-level crepidarian. a white belt, as it were, yes. Now, why do you get a white belt for your first level? Well, to hold your pants up. You get a green belt when you can break a wood plank with a roundhouse kick. You get a brown belt, of course, when you're a pastor dojo. And then a red belt at Christmas. Yeah, your black belt comes a little bit later. You can get out your Bible and your nunchucks, because then, my friend, you will be an ultra crepidarian.
That's great.
That's so not even.
So I have a Bible belt.
Not even in the ballpark. Okay, it actually means, Kevin, critical, as in my aunt can be very ultra-crepidarian in her remarks while wearing a red Christmas belt.
Yes, there you go. Person shoes to match.
Here are the Martins, a great bit of great philosophy.
Bill is speechless.
Can you do anything else to slow this thing down, Bill? Because we are off to the races.
He's my kind of guy.
Leaving this place, getting ready to go.
Gotta get moving, cause there's something I know.
God's got a plan, got a blessing in store. So put me in the middle of the will of the Lord. I had my feel pushing away.
It was me who was running, it was him who stayed.
Well, I want it bad, and I know what this means. Lining up with him, sure don't wanna miss a thing. Don't wanna miss the joy, don't wanna miss the peace, don't wanna miss the power, don't wanna miss a thing.
I'm gonna get while they're getting it good.
Follow his heart like I know I should.
No, I don't.
Sights on a heavenly prize.
Seeing my life through spiritual eyes.
I'm breaking out of a worldly mold.
Heading on down a less traveled road.
I'll walk through the fire just to see his face.
Won't trade my freedom for a temporal pay.
Help me, baby, moving in mysterious ways.
While I'm moving with him for the rest of my days. Don't wanna miss the joy. Don't wanna miss the peace.
Like I know I should.
No, I don't wanna miss a thing. No, I don't wanna miss a thing.
Don't wanna miss the fun.
No, no, no.
Don't wanna go astray.
Those kids are good. Dennis Swanberg, and I did that, Dennis, because we call you Swan and all. I want people to know your full name. You've been a pastor. You're a doctor of theology.
Yeah.
So what is the only domesticated animal not mentioned in the Bible?
Well, the answer is cat. But every animal I know of is in potted meat that got on that
That's good.
Here are the three bridges.
We wrestle not against flesh and blood.
Stand your ground.
So when evil comes in like a flood.
Stand your ground.
Don't let yourself be swept away.
Stand your ground.
Just lift up your shield of faith.
Stand your ground. His word. Stand your ground.
Step back and see his hand at work.
Stand your ground.
He'll lift the standard by his might.
Stand your ground.
Just be still, it's not your fight.
Stand your ground. Be not afraid. Neither be dismayed. The Lord is with you.
Here's what the guy said after the hurricane hit him three different times.
Three times?
Wow.
What'd he say?
I'm going to move.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And so the songwriter happened to be present.
Yes.
Okay.
He wrote that down in his
and
hookbook.
And he said, I'm going to write a song about that. So he did. Here are the Isaacs. They're going to move.
Well, I need to fix my shingles. Need to change my water drain. Can't even read my name. I could use some brand new plumbing. There's a million things I need to do, but I'm gonna move, Lord. I'm just gonna move. Gonna move to a brand new city. No planes, no trains, no cars. No hot tone sound of a siren. There's no bad news booth or bars. Gonna leave my windows open. Everything's gonna be brand new. I'm gonna move. Even live next door to John. But I won't hear turn down that gospel music. I won't even have to mow my lawn. I can't wait to see the flowers. Well, there's a million things I plan to do as I plan to move. Lord, I'm just gonna move. Gonna move to a brand new city. No planes and no trains, no cars. No high tone sound of a siren. There's no bad news, but I'm gonna move. Oh, we're all gonna move. trains, no horn, no high tone sound of a siren. There's no more bad news, birds or bars. Gonna leave my windows open. Everything's gonna be brand new.
Understand it better by and by. You know what? We are so encouraged every time we go to the website and check out some of the sweet notes you people leave us. You encourage us so much with those notes, and here's a few of them.
I've loved Gaither music since I lived in Tipton, Indiana 50 years ago. I still have the joy of hearing you every day, and I love it. Love the vocal band, the Booth Brothers. Thanks for making my days better days. That's from a pastor, Pastor Don.
That's good.
I hear you every day as I drive my big rig across the country. I love Kevin, and I'm sure he fits the definition of an expert. X is the unknown, and a spurt is a drip under pressure. That's Kev. A drip under pressure. Love wow. What you do, Kev. Gary.
Love it.
This one says, greetings in the name of Jesus from Poland.
Oh.
I never thought I could get you over here, but I found you, and it was an unexpected blessing. Hmm. I listen to you all the time when I'm in the States, and the blessing is the same no matter where I am. And that's from Larry.
Linda says, I listen most all day online as I work and on my iPhone app. You know, we have a lot of folks that do that very same thing.
Yeah.
I know all the archived programs by heart. I love Gloria's stories about your songs. Love Tori's giggle. The swan is funny, but he could talk a bit clearer. Clear your throat, Swanee. Kevin is hopeless, and I just love all you guys. You're my lifesavers. Thank you, Linda.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, and Swan, I could help you with the articulation so that people
Oh, boy.
Oh, gee.
That's for another program.
It's home
day after class.
We love to hear from you, homecomingradio.com. Gordon, when I heard this song, I said, this is a song for Gordon Moat, and you recorded it, and you did a great job on it.
You know, the new album is called Love, Love, Love. And when I started writing songs and picking songs for this new album, I didn't expect for the album to have a theme. But so many of the songs were centered around love. And I think once God's people really understand what it means to love, we could lead the world into a revival that nobody could stop. Love is the golden rule.
Babies are crying, people are dying, violence is the law of the land. The world's in a shake, it's time we wake up and answer to a higher command. Fighting and fussing, screaming and cussing, never solved a single thing. Come let us reason, let's start believing, it's time for us to make a change. Oh, we must find a way to love one another and stop the hate that breaks us in two. Together as brothers, oh, we
if we both could agree, there's a solution, a love revolution that starts and ends with you and me.
You can live with that next week and make a difference.
That's good, Gordon. Thank
you,
buddy.
Make a difference in your life. What a great show. I've had a good time.
Well, Bill, people can continue listening. They can continue to kind of keep up with us by going by the website. If you cyber surf, homecomingradio.com.
And it's also the place to get the concert schedule and the information on the Gaither videos.
Yeah.
And stop by our Facebook page. You can get a free download of the Homecoming Radio iPhone app, and it's the only place you can leave us a note, homecomingradio.com.
I've got the iPhone app on my phone. We have 40 great homecoming stations in the state of Mississippi, like WBIP, WFFF, WMER. All of our stations in Mississippi, a big salute!
Man, we had a good time. Hope you'll join us next week for another edition of Homecoming Radio. See you then.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's been a great day today, and we sure hope you enjoyed it. For gospel music is the best music in all the world, and you've heard only the best of the best today. People ask us where they can find this music. Well, if you're out in cyberspace, check in at homecomingradio.com, for the same music you listen to here can be found there. homecomingradio.com. And thanks for tuning our way, and until we meet again, this is Phil Brower. For Bill Gaither and the entire Homecoming gang, saying later, everybody.
You've been listening to an encore presentation, and there's more where this came from, including all new shows at homecomingradio.com.